Exclusive: Biden's ambassador to Germany has spent last 2 weeks in America, not Europe. By Matthew Boyle on March 9, 2022. Democrat President Joe Biden's U.S. ambassador to Germany, Amy Guttman, has spent more than 2 weeks back in the United States of America rather than working in Germany, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. Guttman, who Breitbart News reported in mid-February traveled back to the U.S. after presenting her credentials to make an appearance at the Munich Security Conference, has not returned to Germany. As Breitbart News reported at the time, Vice President Kamala Harris refused to let Guttman fly back to the States on Air Force Two, and the Biden ambassador took a commercial flight home. It is still unclear if the ambassador or taxpayers paid for that flight. A spokesman for the U.S. Embassy in Berlin confirmed to Breitbart News that the ambassador has not been back in Germany since she returned to the United States. The spokesman, Joseph Giordano Schultz, insisted that Guttman has been working during her time in the United States. While in the United States, Ambassador Guttman has conducted a full range of in-depth policy briefings throughout the State Department, National Security Council, Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security, the intelligence community, and other agencies, as well as with German government officials in Washington, Giordano Schultz said in an email. This will ensure the ambassador is fully aligned with our policy priorities across the U.S. government, and gives her the best possible preparation as she leads Mission Germany. It is unclear when Guttman will return to Germany, but the fact she has not been in Europe during the entirety of the Russian-Ukraine war. Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24, 3 days after Breitbart News first reported that Guttman had returned to the United States for a trip home that is now confirmed to be still ongoing, is particularly interesting. Germany is in many ways at the center of the crisis in Europe. Given that it is the recipient of Russian natural gas via the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that Biden reopened after his predecessor former President Donald Trump blocked it. Germany is also home to the U.S. Air Force Base Ramstein Air Base, which is where Polish government forces delivered Soviet-era MiG-29 fighter jets that Poland intended to be given to the Ukrainians. The Pentagon said in a statement on Tuesday that it does not believe Poland's push to do this is tenable, even after the Polish delivered the jets to Ramstein in Germany. Guttman's confirmation was rushed by the U.S. Senate after it was held up for some time, ostensibly because the White House pressured senators earlier this year claiming that Biden needed her engaged in diplomacy amid this crisis in Europe. But the fact she has not even been to Germany since Russia invaded Ukraine, never mind even on the continent of Europe, spending the entire time for more than 2 weeks in the United States instead raises serious questions about that. Some U.S. Senate sources say the credibility of the White House on such matters is now in doubt, with one senior GOP Senate aide telling Breitbart News that senators will no longer, as a result of Guttman's behavior since confirmation, take Biden seriously when he asks for a speedy confirmation favor like this. She should be working and in Germany dealing with this crisis, trying to shut down Russia's Nord Stream 2 pipeline, the Senate aide said. Instead, she's back here in the United States the entire time doing who knows what. Lesson learned, we'll remember next time. Career diplomats are watching too, and think Guttman's conduct is questionable. There are ambassadors who do substantive work and ambassadors who entertain and attend parties, a former State Department official told Breitbart News. Amy is not interested in doing anything difficult. The former State Department official added, derisively, that maybe she was getting flag training. That is a reference to a meme that went viral of Guttman apparently mixing up the U.S. and German flags when she was beginning her job and was presented her credentials.